Hello, everyone. Welcome to the best and worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Rhino Clavin, and this week we are going to be discussing the best smells at Walt Disney World. And to join me for this discussion, we have Mr. Sean Falk.
Hi.
Charles Boda.
Hello.
Stephen Porter.
Hello.
And in the back, Craig Williams.
Hi.
All right. So, for those of you who have not been to Walt Disney World or a Disney theme park and just like watching these things, we are going to do our best job possible to describe to you what smell is. Smell is just one of those things for me. I think it's actually scientifically proven for everybody to be one of the strongest, like memory recall, like, I forget the word for that, but, I don't know. It really can. You take a big whiff of something, and it just could like send you back to your childhood.
Instant nostalgia.
Yeah, and I think there is no. You know, I think that Disney World has a lot of those like great moments, and so we're gonna go through the list here, and I'm gonna just throw it out there. Charles. You like being called out on the spot. What's the number one smell, best smell at Disney World that you can think of off the top of your head right here?
Me personally.
Don't you dare look at that list.
Me personally, and a lot of people are going to agree with me, pirates. The smell of the water from Pirates of the Caribbean, that like dank, chlorinated kind of smell, I absolutely love it. It psychs me up. Walking past it, it makes me want to get on the ride.
Yeah.
I love the second that I get in the queue for it. And like talking about childhood memories, the closer I get to that smell, the more it starts triggering those, like the times of like being a little kid in these grand like hallways in the queue and like going down before the ride. By the time I get to the water, my brain is completely in a different place than it was before I left.
Maybe
I think that smell really
might be affecting that.
It's a lot of chlorine in that ride. A lot of chlorine. And for those of us who live in Florida, a lot of chlorine in the water that we drink out of the tap, too. Yeah. Because it's one of those things where you come down here on vacation or you live here or something, you go to pour yourself a glass of water and you're like, this water tastes different than Massachusetts water. That's what I always think. But you feel that way about pirates, Steve?
Yeah, I love the smell of pirates. Yeah. How's that? Like, it's one of those smells where it kind of should smell bad, but it smells good. Like, I don't know. It's like a little mildewy, but it's good.
I have a weird question. When you were describing that, like, oh, taking back to your childhood and stuff, I started thinking about it because I grew up in the Disneyland parks, and I remember that smell distinctly, but now that I think about it, I don't think it's the same smell as this one here at Disney World, but maybe it is. Y'all were there more recently than I was, so I don't
think it is either.
It's not. I went on Disneyland's Pirates for the first time, because it finally wasn't closed when I went there, for the first time a couple weeks ago, and yeah, it's different. I didn't get that same trigger or anything like that. It is a slightly different smell.
And that was my thing, because I was like, I've never gotten that trigger here, but I remembered last time I went to Disneyland and like the restaurant was there and everything, like going down that bayou. I was like, oh, I like this is very nostalgic to me. So yeah, I was like, oh, I got mine from out there. So maybe it is a different smell.
Yeah. It's interesting that they can each have their own distinct, like, because the pirates there being like surrounded by the restaurant and like you said, going through that area, that can have its own very different but very distinct smell as well. But the one for me when I think of like a smell, I don't know that you get it, is Main Street, when you get toward the end of Main Street and you pass like the ice cream shop, or you know, you smell that freshly baked, like it's the waffle cone or the combination of the waffle cone with like the cookies, because they do the fresh baked cookies for the ice cream sandwiches they make there. And there's just something where you're like, immediately it's genius, because you're like, I want to go buy one of those and eat it all right now.
Can I crush your dreams a little bit?
I'll slap you right in your face.
I know what he's going to say.
They're not real smells. It's like a smellitzer that sends out like it sends out, so it draws you in, but
I want it in my
house. It doesn't take away from the fact that it smells great.
Yeah. It makes you want it, but like you're halfway down Main Street and you can smell waffle cone.
Yeah,
it's like from really far away, so
like, that must be the best smell waffle cone ever in my life. What's their secret ingredient? But well, apparently it's fake, so thanks, Steve.
Sorry.
But I do have that, like, it's just something about when you're walking down Main Street, it already has that, you know, timeless America, that I forget the word for what it's all supposed to be look like, but it's like that, you know, you're already in a different time. You've got these vehicles going up and down the street, horses,
it's like,
you know,
classic Americana.
Yeah. And it's just, and then you add that smell into it, and you just, how can you not be, even if you haven't been there before, it still does something to you. It warms you up. Just like that cookie you can smell.
Mm-hmm. It's that idealized town center, city street kind of thing where, you know, like everybody is always making freshly baked goods and stuff.
Yeah. I'll keep going. I got another one here because I am a sucker for any. For me, a lot of these are going to be food oriented because I'm a porker. So, but the churro or like the roasted nut carts, like anything that's really like cooking up some cinnamon smells, I'm all right with it.
You kids today and your churros. Every 2 minutes, I'm hearing about Disney churros. I don't get it.
I don't really have churros at Disney World. It's more of a Disneyland thing for me. But I do. I mean, it's cinnamon sugar and like crunch and like, how can you not like love that? I don't know.
No, I agree. I think it's good. I think the roasted nuts are what smells the best to me. Like, in there's a spot in Animal Kingdom in the Africa section that they roast nuts there. It smells so good.
I know. And they always, I feel like they always smell better.
They're way better than they taste.
Yeah, and then like, you get them and you're like, I just wanted the coating on this. But Steve, do you want to hit us with another one?
Yeah, the Polynesian Lobby at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. I think there was some concern. They took away the waterfall that used to be in the middle of this lobby, and I think there was some concern that smell was going to go away. But I don't think it's changed that much. I still think it has that classic Polynesian lobby smell. This is what kind of set off the candle making frenzy of people making candles that were inspired by Disney smells. I think the first one I ever saw was the Polynesian Lobby.
What do you think about that, John?
I guess I don't know. I don't go enough. I think I don't know. Something has to be really distinct for me to remember it. So it's hard. Like if it comes up and I'm like, I can't think of it offhand.
I was hoping you'd be like, it smelled just like Hawaii.
No, it's a big mixture of the food and dining establishments that are right in there, but also the fact that those bigger, wider hotel lobbies are also so heavily air conditioned that that's part of where the smell's coming from, because that's usually when people are talking about, oh, I remember the smell of a lobby. They're either thinking of the Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Animal Kingdom Lodge or Wilderness Lodge because they're all so wide open, and it does, like, it hits you as soon as you walk in those because it's just air conditioning is constantly cranked, and they all have, well, specifically with like Wilderness Lodge and Polynesian, you have those food options immediately right there once you get into the lobby, and so that does kind of mix with everything else too. So
I'm gonna jump off that too and go over to the Beach Club, because I feel like the yacht in the Beach Club. What?
Oh, if you were saying that for worst, I would agree with you. But you walk in there and you can immediately smell the crappy seafood from the buffet.
I don't at the Beach Club.
Yeah,
I smell. Like this cologne or something that they spray into the carpet or something like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You should. Yeah, no.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. So now I know what we're going to be doing when we have park day soon.
Which is smelling the carpets,
sniffing the carpets at the Yacht End or Beach Club. Yeah. Which one has the new? Which one just closed its restaurant and just reopened it as like a bar and a restaurant?
Yacht Club. It would be Yacht Club, and Yacht Club is a complete different smell because
it's Yacht Club I'm thinking of.
Yeah, because it's the Beach Club, you have the buffet that's right offside Cape May Cafe. And because they do a seafood buffet there at night, the entire place just reeks of really cheap crab legs. It is awful smelling.
I don't think I have that experience when I walk through. Asterisk that one and then report back on it. But
two different hotels.
Steve, you had another one. Enjoy.
I love the Land Pavilion smell mainly. I think it's like wafting out of Sunshine Seasons. Whatever they're baking or cooking in there smells so good. It makes the whole pavilion smell good. I don't even know how to describe it though. That's the tough part. Maybe it's like baked bread mix with, I don't know. It's just so good, though.
I don't really smell any of these things when I go in there, so I am concerned you're having a stroke. Oh, you're talking about bread.
It absolutely. As soon as you walk in, it hits you right away. And I think, it is the combination, in this case, of a lot of things, of the giant open space being air-conditioned, the sunshine seasons below having the, I can't think of the name of the garden grill, up on the second floor, plus then worrying about the chlorine smell coming from living with the land, too. And it all just mixes and melds together into this big aromatic mess of sorts, but it doesn't smell bad. It's just, it's a lot happening in there.
Charles, I liked your Epcot proposal.
My Epcot proposal for...
It's in one where you, one of your favorite bathrooms is. Think real hard. Norway.
Isn't that... Oh, I was thinking bakery. For the worst when you said, I thought you were being sarcastic. Yeah, the bakery that they sell the school bread at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the name of it, something with a K.
I can never remember the name of anything in Norway because they have unique names.
It's Kringle Bakery Og or Kringle something like Og that.
Bakery,
yeah, but like it's that. It's currently, as of when this is going to be released, it's still not reopened,
I believe.
And we don't know exactly what's going to happen with the change. So hopefully it still smells as good.
When did it close?
It's been a while.
A month or two ago.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they could permanently get rid of their finest purveyor of school bread.
People no, well, they are. Stuff. If you are looking for school bread and you're listening to this right now, it is still for sale at Epcot. There is a Norway booth as part of the Flower and Garden Festival. Yeah. And I'm fairly...
That's the booth set up because it's closed.
Okay, well, if I had finished my sentence, I would have said that I'm pretty sure that's a permanent booth that's going to stay there. So anyway, moving on from that, we have another one around the world. One of you brought this. I'm sorry, Sean. I feel like I keep turning to them, and I haven't
let you say a good smell. Because I don't really know a lot of these smells that y'all are talking about. So I'm not like, I'm fine with it. So I don't know these smells.
The caramel, however you want to pronounce it, shop in Germany. It has just a really sweet smell that, like, I feel like I'm getting... Worthless. It's so good, but you feel like you're getting a cavity just by breathing.
Okay, I do know this smell, because I don't think you can miss this one. That is the best smell. I've never eaten any of the stuff that's in there, but, I mean, like, I've had it outside the park, but I've never bought it right there. That place smells really good. Like, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, I like that. Pretty much anywhere they're actually, like, making stuff, like confectionery. Mm-hmm. I didn't put them on the list, but I did think, like, oh, those kind of smell good when they're, like, making the candies, making the apples, whatever. I have one at Epcot, too, because apparently it's just loaded with smells, both good and bad, because in our worst episode, it's got quite a few terrible smells. But I like Spaceship Earth. I like when you're going around and you talked about the candle craze, and I think this is one of the candles as Rome is burning.
Mm-hmm.
I just, when they talk about that part and, like, they have the cinders glowing in the ride, I always, like, whoever I'm with, I'm like, do you smell it? Like, because I find that people sometimes, like, you know, it's 2018. Nobody's paying attention anymore.
Yeah.
It was actually back when it went through the last refurb to do the changes at the end in Judi Dench. That was one of the big things that people were freaking out about, is that they were going to get rid of the Rome Falls smell.
So like did they get rid of it or no?
No.
I still never
there.
Smelled this.
So Sean, when you get to that part, you're going to take deep, deep breaths. Okay.
I'm not sure if you have the sense of smell.
I don't know. I mean, I've had surgery, so maybe something happened during that.
I don't think you can smell. And yeah, that's not you can probably in your mind come up with smells and think you're smelling them.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can genuinely smell.
It's got to be something really strong, I guess, for me to.
Well, you're going to have to investigate this, too.
I don't know. Never smelled this.
Yeah,
this
you smell, would if you could smell. Yeah. You would smell this. It's
very
pungent.
Strong.
Yeah.
I'm
concerned.
It's like that scene in Little Miss Sunshine where the kid learns he's colorblind, and you're currently learning you can't smell.
I can't smell things. Like, apparently, so.
Please don't run out of here swearing.
We're having a breakthrough right now.
Yeah. On the next episode of Disney Therapy. So anyway, well, that'll do it. That's all we could kind of come up with here really quick. Of course, there's a lot of other great smells at Disney World, and I would love to hear what people have to say. So if you want to leave some comments on this video or tweet at the Diz, or emails are always welcome at podcast@disunplug.com. But our recap of the list one more time was the Main Street area where Steve crushed everyone's dreams with the fake ice cream and waffle cone smells. There's Pirates of the Caribbean, the churro roasted nut carts, the Soren smell. Oh, we didn't talk about the Soren smell. I skipped one.
The Soren smell.
Good like job, when you're in Steve. The ride. Yeah, yeah, it's really nice. Because it used to have the orange smell and everything. Yeah. Now they have like a lilac, I think.
Yeah, there's
is that
something.
What it is like for the India?
Yeah, it's like the lavender in India. It's the new smells suck compared to the old smells.
They're still yeah. good, though. They're just not as good.
I will say, even like the Africa scene, like there's like an earthy dirt kind of smell.
I feel
in
like
there,
every so. Scene's got a subtle smell in the new one. Yeah. It feels like it's more consistent, I guess.
I guess before it reopened, I made a really inappropriate comment where I got angry about it and said that they were going to make it smell like soy sauce when you're flying over the Great Wall of China.
Why would you bring that up again?
I don't know. It made me laugh when I saw someone bring it up.
I made a comment that didn't get a good reaction. Would you like to hear it? Yeah.
He didn't even give us that option. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I would have said no. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. No, a few that we didn't bring up, and there are too many specific spells to count, but there's a multitude of cool smells in the various trails in Animal Kingdom. The different trails going back and forth. Huh?
Poop smell?
No. That's all like, I think of. No, flora and fauna. Like each, some of the rooms have different cool animal
smells.
Those two
of the fairies from Sleeping Beauty?
Yes. And Merryweather. That was the third one.
But a bunch of different plant and animal smells that you get while walking those trails. And they're like, for instance, when you hit up the bird room, yes, you probably do get a little bit of that because they're animals, but you can also smell the different plants that they have around there. So, it's nice. And it is immersive when you're walking through there to get that all around you.
You stop and smell the roses. That's very nice of you. I do agree with you, though. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. There's a lot of stuff like that. So I want to hear your opinions. And I promise we didn't miss another one. That was just like wedged in the middle of the list here. But so again, we had the Main Street area for the ice cream, Pirates of the Caribbean, churro, roasted nut carts, Soren, the old or the new smells, whichever you prefer. It's all nice. Spaceship Earth, the land, the Sunshine Seasons area, the Polynesian Lobby. I said the Yacht and Beach Club, Germany Caramel Store, and the Norway Bakery, which hopefully retains its smell when it reopens. So again, we want your feedback. If you want to leave comments on this video, please do. Feel free to like the video, subscribe to the channel, all of that fun stuff. If you don't like it, well, leave a comment too, but try and be a little bit nice about it and say what we could improve. I always find I receive criticism best when you don't start saying very mean things about me or the people that are on the show. So that will do it for this episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. We will see you again in another episode.